You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was the anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, which took place between 1914 and 1923 in Armenia. It is a controversial issue with the New Zealand government not recognising it, saying it does not meet the criteria of a genocide. I spoke with Catherine Dalahanty, who is currently a Green MP, and her view on this issue was that we should stop being sheepish and say that it happened. I began by asking what was the Armenian Genocide.
Today is the commemoration of the Armenian Genocide that took place in Turkey in 1915, and it's commemorated by Armenians all over the world. So when I was in Parliament, I stood up for it, and I'm happy to do that again.
Okay, so my first question is, what was the Armenian Genocide, like in general?
Yeah, it's often referred to as the first documented genocide of the 20th century. So it occurred in 1915, and it was during World War One. There were a long sequence of events inside Turkey which led to increasing tension and also oppression of minorities. And the Armenian Christians, who are a population that have lived in this area for a very, very long time, were subjected to increasing pressure and eventual genocide, and it is calculated that between 800,000 and 1.5 million people were killed in 1915. And it was one of the reasons why it's so problematic today is that there are a number of countries in the world that still won't recognise, because they don't want to upset Turkey, and Turkey describes it as an event rather than a genocide. And they don't want to upset Turkey, so you won't hear very many governments such as United States, United Kingdom, or even New Zealand actually speaking directly about this as a genocide, because the Turks don't want them to. I've been interested in why, because, you know, New Zealand, for example, recognises the Rwanda genocide, the East Timor genocide, why they won't recognise the Armenian genocide, which is properly documented by many historians as well as survivors and descendants of survivors, really. And I realised that one of the reasons for the United States and Britain is that they have a massive military base in Turkey, and they're looking after their own interests. The Turks are very, very opposed to anyone acknowledging the so-called events as a genocide, even though there were multiple means that they use as systematic. And it's, you know, what happens fits the definition of genocide. It was an organised attempt to eradicate a population, both physically and mentally, which is what the definition of genocide must include. And I think it's as much to do with the bases that the Americans and the British have. And I guess for this country, Aotearoa New Zealand, why wouldn't we be standing up and acknowledging it? What happened in 1915 has a lot to do with Gallipoli and our relationship with Turkey now, and wanting to have access for us to go and commemorate at Gallipoli, and not wanting to upset the Turkish people, who are adamant to this day that you can call it an event, but you can't call it a genocide. And I think that it doesn't matter where in the world this kind of attempt to exterminate a people for whatever reason takes place, it's really, really important that we name all of it, and that we own all of it, and that we take responsibility for talking about it so that it can never happen again. Because while anyone's history is demonised, it is possible for these things to continue. And if you look at the history of this country, Tariana Turia was basically told she wasn't allowed to use the word Holocaust in relation to what has happened to the tongue of the Fenua of this country. And that kind of shutting down of language is all about reducing and marginalising the real experience of people who've suffered an attempt basically to exterminate and to destroy their people. One of the most interesting things about the Armenian Genocide is that it has all the characteristics of some of the colonisation processes we're horribly familiar with and responsible for in this country, if we look at it from the Krampus point of view. And it included the Armenian children who survived the massacre of their parents being taken into so-called schools where they were basically starved, beaten, and also had their names taken away, their identity, their culture and religion taken away. They were given another name. They were forced to become Islamic Turks when they were brought up Armenian Christians. And this is quite familiar, that if you look at the Stolen Generation in Australia, it's not only about killing adults, particularly adult men, to prevent any military threat to the dominant group. It's also, in this genocide and most others, it's about eradicating the concept of their culture as a valid identity and trying to turn them and assimilate, and if you destroy as much as possible and assimilate as much as possible. And it still goes on today, so we need to talk about everything.
Yeah. If I was to ask you, why is New Zealand recognising the Armenian genocide? Like, if you were to summarise it briefly, what is your answer?
Well, we're not. I mean, there's an incredible unwillingness by all governments. Governments in this country have been very reluctant to actually speak out and say clearly on the international stage, we recognise the Armenian genocide. They don't want to. And my only explanation for that is, apart from the fact that we tend to be sheepish and follow the statements of the United States and Britain, where in the United States, 48 individual states have recognised the Armenian genocide, but the United States government, including Obama, would not use the word. He said he was going to use the G word, but he didn't. So I think New Zealand is both following its so-called allies and also trying to protect our own military history and access to Gallipoli, which is a site that's very important to many Kiwis. And that access is, may or may not be, but they haven't tested it, dependent on us not talking about the elephant in the room, which is the Armenian genocide. And for me, as an activist working on issues like West Papua, which is in our neighbourhood, where the government doesn't want to talk about it and where it is arguably a genocide in terms of the mental attacks on the West Papuans, as well as the killings and the state killings of Papuans, I don't want to walk away from anything, and I think that we need to talk about all of it, and I think New Zealand government should be brave and just say, look, that happened. It isn't even demonising the Turks, because there are very, very few nations that have existed over hundreds of years who have not committed some form of state oppression, if not a genocide. It's an ugly truth that, you know, you can argue why. I'd say it's got something to do with the patriarchy and the idea that states should rule through violence. And so if there's any perceived threat or any scapegoating, then violence and massive killings and attacks on people's cultural identity is normalised. And, you know, it's a big question as to why. I don't buy the argument we're just a violent species. I buy the argument that patriarchal power is by definition, so when it's structured into a state, it can be very, very dangerous to citizens who do not fit a convenient definition of being part of the state. And othering takes place. Othering and then killing. It's very dangerous. Yeah, I think that's what I was saying, is that I think that, you know, how, you know, there's been an increasing interest by young New Zealanders in what happened in World War One and Gallipoli, which is in Turkey.
Yeah.
Now, what happened was that the British told us to go and fight the Turks. Who knows why? Who knows why we were fighting the Turks? I'd love to hear it from all the people that romanticised Anzac Day. Why were we fighting the Turks? What was achieved by that? Bloody nothing, except death for our young people and death for the Turks. And now we're all friends, which is a good thing, but I think that the New Zealand government wants to stay friends with Turkey, so let's not talk about Armenia. But it brings to me, this time of year is really interesting because it is the anniversary of the Armenian genocide, and it's also tomorrow it's Anzac Day, and people don't ask questions, but why? It's great that everybody wants to remember and pay respect for people killed in wars, but we also need to remember and pay respect to people in genocides, and we also need to ask the questions, why? Why were we in Gallipoli? Why don't we want to talk about Armenia? Like, these are important questions. You know, at the dawn service, let's hear some critical questioning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.